With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police are searching for a killer after the CEO of the nation's largest health insurance company was shot to death in New York City. Police say UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot multiple times Wednesday morning in a targeted attack in which the shooter used a silencer. The suspect was in a ski mask and, after calmly walking away, got on an e-bike to escape. Also at SRNNews.com, a new policy shift in women's professional golf set to limit participation for some athletes who claim to be the opposite sex.
The LPGA and the USGA have updated gender policies that will require players to be assigned female at birth or to have transitioned to female before going through male puberty. The policies begin in 2025. The groups concluded that going through male puberty allows for competitive advantages in golf. The new policies rule out eligibility for potential U.S. Women's Open qualifier Haley Davidson, who began hormone treatments when she was in her early 20s in 2015 and in 2021 underwent gender-affirming surgery. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Your next cruise may cost you a lot more.
It may cost more to take a cruise. Mexico's Senate has voted to charge cruise ship passengers $42 per head for port calls. It's already passed in Mexico's lower house, meaning it will take effect next year. Mexico's Caribbean coast is home to Cozumel, the busiest port of call for cruise ships in the world, with 4 million cruise passengers a year. The National Confederation of Commerce, Service, and Tourism Chambers said the $42 charge could make other countries' Caribbean ports more competitive than Mexico's. The fear is this could result in a significant decrease in visitors to Mexico. Two-thirds of the money raised would go to the Mexican Army, not to improve port facilities. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. Good news on abortion from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have begun a special session aimed at protecting their liberal agenda from anything President Trump might do during a second term. At the prompting of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, the legislature will first vote to give the state attorney general more money in anticipation of new federal challenges. Newsom says he wants to protect California's status as an abortion destination for women from other states. This is SRN News. One of the big three U.S. automakers is having a tough time in China.
The poor performance of General Motors' Chinese joint ventures is forcing the company to write down assets and take a restructuring charge totaling billions of dollars in the fourth quarter. The Detroit automaker says it will cut the value of its equity stake in the ventures by $2.6 billion to $2.9 billion when results are reported early next year. In addition, GM will take $2.7 billion worth of restructuring charges, most during the fourth quarter. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Fulton County District Attorney's Office is being ordered to turn over documents from its 2020 election interference case. The DA has 5 business days to turn them over to a conservative nonprofit. The actual case in Georgia is on hold as a court of appeals decides whether Fannie Willis can still take part in the proceedings because of a relationship with former special prosecutor Nathan Wade. More details at SRNNews.com.